From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hurricane Matthew is pounding the Bahamas as it moves toward Florida, where U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a state of emergency. Florida's Governor Rick Scott says Matthew will likely retain its Category 4 classification with sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour when it hits the state late Thursday.
We're going to see rip currents. We're going to see beach erosion. We're going to see tornadoes and hurricane force winds. This is a dangerous storm.
Scott has ordered the evacuation of some 1.5 million people in Florida. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami describes Matthew as extremely dangerous and warned of a storm surge and the possibility of at least 20 centimeters of rain. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria has a grim prediction Thursday for Aleppo.
In maximum 2 months, 2.5 months, the city of eastern Aleppo, at this rate, may be totally destroyed.
Stefan de Mistura says there are some 275,000 civilians besieged there. Meanwhile, a Russian Defense Ministry spokesman is warning the United States against launching airstrikes on Syrian army positions, saying those could be a threat to Russian military personnel. He pointed out that the two Russian military bases in Syria are now protected by surface-to-air missile systems. In Washington, a State Department official said despite the warning, the United States will continue holding deliberations about military options in Syria. The European Union on Thursday announced the creation of a new cooperative border and coast guard agency that will patrol its external borders. The agency will have to deal with the influx of refugees coming from the Middle East and Africa. This is VOA News.